Once upon a time, there was a little girl who was named Goldilocks because her hair was as golden as the sunshine. One day when she was out walking in the forest, she saw a strange little house. "I wonder who lives there," said Goldilocks. And she knocked loudly on the door. No one answered her. Now you must know, children, this was the home of three bears. A great big father bear, a medium-sized mother bear, and a little wee baby bear. And they had all gone out for a walk in the forest while their porridge was cooling. So when Goldilocks knocked at the door and no one answered her, she walked right into the house. And as she was very hungry, she went right to the table and tasted the porridge. First, she tasted the porridge belonging to the father bear. "Oh, this is much too warm," she said. Then she tasted the porridge belonging to the mother bear. "Oh, this is much too cold," she said. And then she tasted the porridge belonging to the little baby bear. "Oh, this is just right," she said. "I like it." And she ate it all, every bit. Then she looked about and she saw three chairs. "I think I'll sit down," she said. And first she tried the great big father bear's chair. "Oh, this is much too hard," she said. Then she tried the mother bear's chair. "This is much too soft," she said. And then she tried the little wee baby bear's chair. "Oh, this is just right. I like it," she said. But she sat down so hard, she broke that chair all to pieces. "I'm very tired. I think I'll go upstairs and go to bed," said Goldilocks. So she went upstairs, and first she tried the big father bear's bed. "Oh, this is much too hard," she said. Then she tried the mother bear's bed. "Oh, this is much too soft." Then she tried the little wee baby bear's bed. "Oh, this is just right. And I'm so sleepy, I think I will take a little nap." And Goldilocks closed her eyes, and she was soon sound asleep. By and by, the three bears came home, and the father bear felt at once that someone had been in their house. He walked right up to the table, and he looked at the bowl. "Someone has been tasting my porridge," growled the father bear. "Someone has been tasting my porridge," said the mother bear. "Someone has tasted my porridge and eaten it all," said the poor little baby bear. Then they looked at their chairs. "Someone has been sitting in my chair," growled the father bear. "Why, someone has been sitting in my chair too," said the mother bear. "Someone has broken my chair all to pieces," said the little wee baby bear. "Let us go upstairs and see," growled the father bear. And they went upstairs. "Someone has been sleeping in my bed," growled the father bear. "Someone has been sleeping in my bed too," said the mother bear. "Why, someone is sleeping in my bed. Here she is right now." And the bears all came running, and there they found Goldilocks. They growled and growled, but they tried to smile at her too, and to show that they would be friends. When Goldilocks heard them growl, she was so frightened, she jumped right out of bed, she ran across the floor, and jumped out of the window, and ran for her home. And you know, children, although Goldilocks walked many times in the forest, she never again could find that home of the three bears.